Continuing from where we left off, this is the Introduction to Marriage and Family Counseling course, BC205. The next topic that we're looking at is the godly family, the Christian home. The Christian home typically comprises the man, the wife, and the children. It is a home where God has been placed at the center of it. The following, found on sermoncentral.com, is one of my preferred definitions of a Christian home. It goes like this. It is where husband and wife functions as partners, submitting to each other in fear of God to establish God's purpose for their lives. A Christian home is where children learn to respect and honor themselves and others. I've always been taught that the Christian home is an extension of the Church of Jesus Christ. It is from the home that communities are built. And it is because of this the enemy has been waging war for decades against the Christian home. The Christian home is Christ-centered, a place where members of the family join in regular fellowship, praying and studying the Word together. A quote by Billy Akoni, the author of the acclaimed book No More Two, God's Principles for Marriage, states, "Even ministry in the church and on the altar is directly affected by the situation in the home of the minister. It is a precondition for Christian service." Marriage counseling from a biblical worldview. Marriage and family counseling is sometimes done by counselors or therapists simultaneously. In this case, counseling or therapy will not only include the couple, but also the children, grandparents, and if in a blended family situation, co-parents as well. Marriage and family counseling from a biblical worldview is rooted on the Word of God, and is to guide individuals seeking spiritual, physical, and emotional healing in the right direction, which is the direction of God, the healer, Jesus, Lord and Savior, and the Holy Spirit, the great comforter and counselor. Counseling from a biblical perspective or from a biblical worldview is founded on the premise that emotional problems are usually spiritual problems. Submission to Christ and His Word is the solution to man's problems caused by his sin. As pastors, as ministers, or lay counselors, counseling couples from a biblical perspective is not an option. It is mandatory. The Lord God has provided the resources and the tools needed to counsel His children the right way, and that is through the lens of Scripture. The Holy Spirit of God, the great counselor, is the number one resource to be utilized in every counseling session. Through the intervention of the Spirit of God and the application of God's Word, counseling is effective. In John 14:26, it states, "But the counselor, the Holy Spirit, the Father, will send him in my name, will teach you all things and remind you of everything I have told you." This is Jesus speaking here. Now, most believers seeking help and support in their marriages and families ordinarily will not make circular counseling their first option or first choice. They instead seek out marriage counselors who share their same beliefs and values, or they go to their pastors or spiritual counselors, biblical counselors, within the confines of their church community. Now let's look at the differences between Christian marriage counseling and circular marriage counseling or circular marital counseling. Both faith-based counseling and circular counseling share one thing in common, and that is to help people overcome the challenges they face in their homes and marriages and find true joy and meaning in their lives. The strategies, the tools used to accomplish this task is where the two concepts of marriage differ. Many things could be said about the differences between Christian and secular marriage counseling, but only a few of them will be highlighted in this course guide. In biblical or Christian marriage counseling, marriage counselors view life through the lens of Scripture, as mentioned earlier. They help guide counselees into seeking solutions to their problems, using the Word of God and guidance by the Spirit of God. It's very directive because God is directive in His Word. The goal of biblical marriage counseling is to identify, as for the person to identify his sin or her sin and to repent from it. Healing, freedom, and recovery are results of repentance. Counselors help couples in implementing and finding new patterns of living by replacing ungodly habits, mindsets with biblical models for life. In biblical or Christian marriage counseling, God is the final authority, and it is only through the lens of Scripture, God's Word, can all life issues, including marriage, be resolved. Biblical concepts and principles are also applied in Christian marriage counseling to help provide specific direction and accountability. Counselors are not regulated by the state laws or ethics. Biblical Christian marriage counseling is generally not covered by medical insurance and not for the treatment of mental health diagnoses. This type of counseling is seen as ministry unto God. Now, in secular marriage counseling, there are few absolutes. Values are conditional, they are frequently changing and fluctuating, and are often in relation to society standards or norms. Various theories and models are used to resolve marital conflicts and other issues in the home. Credentialed therapists create treatment plans that may include medications and other therapeutic services. And with this type of counseling, the counselor takes personal credit for any positive change in the client. The counselor does not give God the credit. Secular marriage counseling is seen as an occupation, a vocation, or profession. The counselors, for example, in the United States are typically licensed by the state and must abide by the rules the state creates in terms of law, ethics, and standards. The counselor often encourages the individual to seek his own solutions and is often non-directive. Secular counseling does not recognize the need to adhere to God or any deity, morals, or values. Biblical principles for Christian marriage and homes. Let's look at some biblical principles for Christian marriages and homes. 1. Both husband and wife must be born again and live a life that is holy and pleasing to God. And we can find scripture reference in Ephesians 5, 1 to 2, 1 Peter, verses 15 to 16, and verse 23. 2. Love Christ and love each other wholeheartedly. Colossians chapter 3, verse 14, 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4 to 8, and Ephesians 5, 25. Number 3, couples should honor each other, wives be submissive as scripture has stated, and couples should cherish each other always. 1 Peter 3, 7 and Colossians 3, verse 18 to 19. 4, couples should be in unity. And when I'm mentioning couples here, I'm referring to marriage couples, those who are legally married. Should be in unity, working and walking in one accord. The author that we mentioned earlier, Billy Iacono, states that the man and wife coming together enhances their life together and makes it complete and completed in every aspect. Scripture reference here is Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verses 9 to 12, Ephesians 5, 31, and Genesis 2, 18. 5. Recognize who the enemy of your marriage and home is. John 10:10, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 11, 12. Stand together to fight the enemy and not each other. 6. Do not be judgmental and critical of each other. Be ready to accept your faults in any issues. Confess it, repent, and forgive. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 5 to 11, 1 Corinthians 13, 4, chapter 4 to, verses 4 to 7, and Ephesians 4, 32. And I do encourage you students to try, and as you are studying this this course, taking this course, and you're studying your the course guide, try and access these scripture references and meditate on it. They will come out in your exam for this course. 7, speak words of life, words of comfort and encouragement to each other. 1 Peter 4, 8, Ephesians 4, verses 2 to 3, and Proverbs 18, 21. Number 8, try to spend quality time as a couple and as a family. Do not leave your children out of the quality time together. There's time for the couples themselves, and there's a time for the family unit, the husband, the wife, and the children to spend quality time together. Ephesians chapter 5, verses 19, 1 Peter 1, 22, and Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25. Number 9, do not make it a habit to always invite others into your marital issues. Aside from God, no one else should be involved in your marital issues unless absolutely necessary. Allow the Lord to guide you when necessary to seek godly counsel. Apply godly wisdom. Genesis chapter 2, verse 24. Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 12. And Psalm 32, verse 8. 10. Proactively practice patience and kindness in your relationship. Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 to 23. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4 to 8. 11, learn to listen to each other. Be proactive in your listening. Hear what your spouse is saying to you, both orally and verbally, and be fully present in the conversation. Number 12, avoid stress related to money and finance. Spend and invest wisely as a couple, seeking financial counseling or coaching when necessary. Luke chapter 6, verse 38. Job chapter 36, verse 11, Philippians chapter 4, verse 11 to 13, Philippians 4, 19, and Proverbs 10, 22. Now, these are all the biblical principles for Christian marriages and homes listed in this study guide. These are, as counselors, as biblical counselors, aspiring biblical counselors, lay counselors, these are the type of principles that you will apply in your practice to share with your counselees. And it is also useful in even the counselor's life, because we're all human. We all face one life challenge or the other. We're not an exception to the rule. Life can come at us at any time when least expected. So it is also a good idea to apply these biblical principles to one's life as well, to one's home, to one's marriage. And it's a good prevention as well, a good way to prevent from even falling victim to the enemy's tactics in, as we mentioned earlier in John chapter 10:10, which we the verse does state that the enemy comes not but to kill, to steal, and to destroy. And that's Satan's job. That his only job is to destroy, and that is destroy homes, destroy lives, destroy marriages. And so these principles are very vital to preventing such from happening by not just applying these biblical principles, but also making sure that one is staying in prayer, spending quality time with the Lord, spending time meditating on the Word of God, and spending time in prayer. Okay, let's look at the next topic. Strategies for empowering and equipping Christian marriages and homes. It is impossible to say that you will not encounter storms or challenges in your marriages, in your marital relationship, in your families. However, the Lord has assured us that He will be with us through the storms of life, which includes challenges in the home. He has provided the above-listed principles, just as I've mentioned not too long ago, to help guide our homes. In addition, through his ministers, whom he has given the mantle and ministry of counseling, strategies have also been designed to help deal with and overcome obstacles in Christian homes. Let us look at some of them. So in addition to the scripture verses mentioned earlier, we have more scripture verses which could be used as strategies in the home, which we can give to our counselees when we are counseling them, when we are encouraging them, when we're praying alongside of them. So one, it says, put aside all sinful behaviors and attitudes. So Hebrews 12:1 tells us, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles us, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. So one of the strategies of equipping Christian homes is to ensure that you are not living in sin, is to ensure that you are not engaging in sinful behavior and attitude that will give the enemy a legal hold over your home, over your life. Two, instead of complaining all the time, pray regularly about everything. I just mentioned that earlier. Praying, meditating on the word of God and prayer is so crucial to every home, to every marriage. And this is something that you will definitely engage your counselee in, get them to make prayer, if they have not, to make prayer a habit, a daily habit, a regular habit in the home. So instead of complaining all the time, pray regularly about everything, is what this scripture tells us in Philippians 4:6. Do not worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. The next one, it says, put on the right mindset. Put on the right mindset, which is a godly mindset. Not the world's mindset, but a godly mindset. And 2 Corinthians 10, verses 4 to 6 tells us here, the weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. We demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God. And we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. It is so important to ensure that in your home, in your marriage, you're always engaging your spouse, your family, your children with the right mindset, with the proper mindset. And that mindset is a godly mindset, the right mindset to have, knowing that the weapons that we fight are not physical weapons. They are not the weapons made by man, but these are spiritual weapons. And so you have to be conscious of the tactics of the enemy in this world, what the enemy is trying to use to destroy homes. So once you are aware of that, once you are aware that the weapons we fight are not weapons of the world, they are not carnal, they are spiritual weapons. We need that you need to engage in prayer. You need to be to make sure you have the right mindset. You need to make sure that you are not living in sin to be able to engage in spiritual warfare, fighting the enemy of your marriage, the enemy of your soul, the enemy of your life, to win back your home, to have that home to be restored. So these are things that you will share as the counselor with your counselee to let them know that, hey, what you're seeing is not the physical. The spiritual controls the physical. What you're seeing is not, and how you're handling it, it's not the right way to handle your home or handle that situation. You need to handle it. You need to go into your prayer closet. You need to go to God. You need to go on your knees asking God to intervene, giving you the tools, which is the word of God, the sword of the Spirit that he has already given us, the weapons he has given us. He has given us the name of Jesus. He has given us the sword of the Spirit. He has given us different weapons to engage in spiritual battle, in spiritual warfare against the enemies of our marriage. So these are the things that you will counsel your counselee on, so that they know they have the proper information, the proper tools, the proper, they're in the right mindset to be able to fight for their home. Next, apply godly wisdom and put your whole trust in Him. Surely, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. The Lord Himself is my strength and my defense. He has become my salvation. Isaiah chapter 12, verse 2. In all we do, we must apply godly wisdom. We must be able to put our trust in Him, because He will not fail us. God's desire for us is to prosper and be in health. And that's to prosper in every area of our lives, including our homes, including our marriage. God wants us to prosper in it. And so in everything you do, and this is what you also share with your counselees, put your trust in Him. Trust Him for your home. Trust Him for your husband. Trust Him for your wife. Trust Him for your children. Trust Him for every area of your marriage. And in everything you do, apply wisdom. Ask God for wisdom to be able to deal with situations in the home as it comes up. And lastly, it states, always seek peace. Learn to dwell in peace with your spouse and children. Strive to be a peacemaker. Scripture tells us, if possible, so far as it depends on you, be at peace with all men. Romans 12, 18. So then we pursue the things which make for peace and the building up of one another. This is another verse about peace in Proverbs 14, 19. So the Bible, other parts of scripture also tells us to live at peace with all men. So now, God is a God of peace, and He desires for us to live at peace with everyone, with our neighbors, with, friends, with family, with everyone. So peace is so important, especially in a home, in a home where you are living with people you see every single day, day in, day out, people that you love, people that you cherish. It is so important to live in peace with these individuals, and you strive to be a peacemaker. If always be it doesn't take anything to say I am sorry, even if you're not in the wrong. But for peace to reign, God sees your heart. God knows that you're not in the wrong, but God. But the Spirit of God in you is giving you the grace to live in peace, to be at peace, to be able to say, I am sorry, please forgive me. This is not what I intended. This is not how, what I meant, or that kind of situation. So it's just for peace to reign. And when you feel, when your spouse is in a good place where you can now have a discussion about that situation, still discuss it amicably. Don't discuss it in a way that is putting blame on him or on her, but discuss it in a way that, how can we improve on this situation? How can we do better so that this will not happen again? So that this miscommunication will not happen again. So that situation will not happen again. And so you learn better. And this is where wisdom now comes in. You know, you're now applying godly wisdom even to that situation and everything. Okay. Now, the Christian marriage or the Christian home is very crucial to God's plan and purpose for His people. And as biblical counselors, as lay counselors and ministers of God, we must take seriously the ministry of reconciling homes and families back to God. The Lord hates divorce, Malachi 2:16 states, and does not want to see his children continue to take it as an easy way out, when his Holy Spirit, along with spiritual tools, principles, and strategies, are readily available to be used to help restore homes and help to strengthen and build lasting marital and family relationships. Now, this brings us to the end of the course, the introduction to marriage and family counseling, BC 205. And as mentioned before, the next course, which is titled Biblical Principles for Family Counseling, will be starting in April 2023. And that course will concentrate more on family counseling with an emphasis on the Christian home.